Blog Talk Radio.
I feel just like a kite, but one without a string, one that is floating around. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I feel just like a bird, but one without a home, one that is floating over endless oceans, empty horizons, no rest in sight. What does it mean when you say you want to be free? Free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take a glance in a world that's free of me. Then you say you're moving on. Then you say I've got other plans. Oh, 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 girl, oh, you're moving in the wrong direction. Moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me. You're moving in the wrong direction, moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me.
What is the Real Talk for Real People show all about?
was about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, a codified relationship. And we only make mention of ourselves at the beginning to give you some idea of who you're dealing with. We're nothing special. We tell you don't follow us, follow the Most High. We're insignificant in that fact. But directly, we may be telling you, but indirectly, you may be affected by what we're telling you by based upon what Jeremiah told Barak, his scribe. You see, it's not always about direct connection that it has an effect upon us with the Most High. And this chapter, we're about to approach in chapter 45 when Barak is mentioned. Barak wasn't directly impacted by the Most High by these words, but these words were dictated to him. It had an impact upon him. That goes to saying Barak was a man after the Most High own heart, so to speak. You know, he understood codification. Even though he wasn't directly spoken to, it had an indirect impact upon him. Just like, on the other hand, we don't have a direct relationship per se where the Most High is speaking to us. But based upon the words of Jeremiah the prophet, that these words were spoken to by the Most High, indirectly as should be in most cases. It should have an impact upon you. That is the head on the scribe, Barak. And this short chapter we're about to approach, you understand somewhat codified. Sometimes it's not direct. Sometimes it's indirect. But it still has the same, or should have the same impact, this codified relationship with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. I know there's some people out there in radio land is telling you that the Most High is an old fossil, old fuddy-duddy. He's gone with the wind, so to speak. We got new things going on. We got new sex. We got new attitudes. We got new clothing. We got new everything. So why not replace the Most High? These people are telling you a bald-faced lie. Even Barak the scribe understood that, indirectly from what he's been dictated to, what the Most High said. So that's why we always suggest to you, in codified language and terms, get you a new heart and new spirit, somewhat like King David, who is humble to the Most High, who fears the Most High, who has a undying love and respect for the Most High. See, that way you can get codified. If you, with this old nonsense that the Most High, he's a has-been, he's an old guy, he's just fumbling, he got onset a dementia, early onset dementia, man, come on, man. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something right now. Stop lying to yourselves and each other. The Most High ain't going nowhere. I don't know who told you what you believe in. Maybe you told yourself. But stop lying to yourself. Stop believing these fairy tales that they're providing for you, or perhaps you're providing for yourself. You must establish and maintain a codified relationship with the Most High, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. It goes without saying. You must have a high regard and high esteem for him. You must have a healthy fear for him. The fear of the Most High is the beginning of wisdom. And if you don't have any wisdom, you better start fearing. Because the Most High ain't nothing to play with. That's why we encourage, we implore you to establish this relationship and continue this relationship. And also we beg you to burn the midnight oil in doing so also. Yes, go along with these studies with us. But let the Most High impact you indirectly with your studies also. Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Isaiah, and so on and so forth. Because all these things tie in together. So we pray that you establish a codified relationship with the Most High. Because truth be told, it's the most important relationship that you will ever have in your life. Or should ever have. Your Creator, who created you, who knew you before you was in your mother's womb. Come on, man. That's deep. But it's true. So we try to give you a bird's eye view in these studies. A pullback approach, seeing every angle, everything in context. We try to give you a critical analysis in our assessment. We try to get you to turn over every leaf, wonder, ponder, every stone, cross every T, dot every I. And again, burn the midnight oil. Don't take our word for it. Take the Most High word for it. Stop believing all this nonsense that the Most High is a old has-been. He's a dinosaur. He has early onset dementia, Alzheimer. That applies to humans. The Most High is not a human being. So it's important for you to approach your studies, approach your application in that regard. Now, I guess you may be wondering, Yom Suf, I'll read it. You make reference to the we. Yeah, the very we that I say we're not anything special. We're just spokesperson for the Most High, indirectly. He didn't speak to either one of us, but he spoke to a prophet, as Barak understood. Sometimes that indirect approach has a much more impact upon one, as it did upon Barak the scribe. It should have a impact upon you. So who am I making reference? Sister Aviyah from New York City, she is what you may call a new buddy under the Most High. She hadn't been studying the Most High that long, but she has been quite aware of the Most High all her life. And she has a way of making comparison that what she lived through by her experience and observation during the course of her life. And when she first found the Most High, in her mind, she reviewed things she went through in her life. And then she looked at the Most High. It didn't take her very long to come to some conclusion. Oh, that mama jumma, humma mama, or whatever they talking about back in the day, that didn't matter because it didn't mean anything because it wasn't true. And so she jumped right on in it, feet first. And she had far advanced some of us who've been in it for, I'm a new buddy too. But she far advanced in her love and humility and approach to the Most High. Much more than those who've been in for years. And so she's like our point lady, our point sister. She keeps us on point when we wander off the reservation because we're elders, and sometimes the elders do digress, and they go into tangents and so on and so forth, and they wander off the reservations. That's where they got guards at the old folks on, and to keep them on the straight and narrow. But she don't do it like the guards and the old folks on. She do it with love and tender care because she know all of us are special, the elders, the young, the women and the men and the children and so on and so forth. So when she tries to nudge us back on the reservation, Yom Suf, come on now. Now, you know you don't supposed to be over there. What's she doing out here? You need to be over here gently. And Sister Yehudi from Detroit, Michigan. Sister Yehudi has a unique way of using the Most High word template, which is his word. And using her experiences and her observation and coming to the right analysis, not leaning to her own understanding. You see, she's been doing this quite a long time. And she still is consistent and dedicated and a humble spokesman for the Most High, as we all should be, duty-bound and morally obligated. And then we have Cartrell from New York City. Cartrell has a way of, we call him technical. And the reason why we call him that, because he utilized the Most High word and activated the plan according to the Most High, according to his word. No, he didn't directly hear the Most High word. He's directly, indirectly informed by King Dawood, Ezekiel, Jeremiah, Isaiah, you name it, I call it. And he activated the plan on many occasions in the Psalms, when he was 14 years old. He was going through some personal problems. And he's ready to cash in his chips. Went to the Most High in Psalms. He's still here. When he was a young man going into the work field and construction, you know, he had a fear of heights. And he said every day he had to get up and reach out to the Most High and give thanks after every day. Total reliance on the Most High. No, he didn't indirectly tell Cartrell this, but directly through the Psalms of Koriah, King Dawood, and so on and so forth, he activated the plan. And he said, once he got up there, he was in it to win it. 35 years of counting, studying the Most High. And he's darn good at it, too, because he knows he's duty-bound and morally obligated to do no more, to be a spokesperson for the Most High, as we all should be. Praise Yah and bless his holy name, my soul and all that is within me. So let me call them forth. Sister Aviyah, May the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, family, and all praises and glory to Yah. Oh, thank you for such kind description of me, and may Yah bless you and your family. May Yah bless everyone.
Thank you.
Shalom, and it's good to be back.
I know it may sound kind, but the truth sometimes is kind. Okay? But
thank you.
Now, Sister Yehudi from Detroit, Michigan. Sister Yehudi, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Hello, brother. How are you doing in your family?
I do what I do, Sister. What are you doing to me?
You do what you do with smart Alex. And Abiyah, you know, it's always good to hear from you. You give a balance to the team. I appreciate you so much.
Oh, and I appreciate all of yours.
Don't be over there crying.
And I love yours.
Stop all that crying, okay?
No. I love your own.
We love you too, sir.
Yeah, it's healthy to let a person know you care, that you're appreciated, right? Not that you is really young. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead. Introduce your brother.
I love you too, Sister Hootie. And I'm very appreciative of you being a good spokesperson for the Most High and loving us in the process.
Oh yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, our brother from New York City, Cottrell. Cottrell, may the Most High bless you and your family. Your mic is
on show.
Okay.
Shalom, family. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Yisrael. How y'all doing? Good to hear your voices.
Good. Praise good to hear yours.
Doing good.
And we got to give Yom Su's resume. Young brother in the streets. Uh-huh. Rebellious against his mother and father.
Right.
Wound up in the joint. Got himself together, joined the Marines.
Right.
And they twisted him up a little bit.
Yeah,
but he found that thing.
Goddamn, yeah. My finger broken. They twisted me up a lot, bitch.
But you found the right path.
You better believe it. And only thanks to the Most High. There go I. Truth be told. You know what, Cottrell?
No,
by virtue of you mentioning that, my mama used to always say this, you know, my slave man, run out. You better take an ex-food advice. You better stop doing this and such and other. I said, I'm talking about, mama, you don't know what's going on. You don't know what's happening. You old, you know. But lo and behold, guess what?
You know.
Young said the very same thing too. You better take an ex-food advice.
Wait a minute, your mama called you Ron Edwards.
Ron Edwards. You know that's when she was mad at you. Run out.
You know why? Yeah. Because when my mother or my grandmother was upset, they say the first name in the middle, didn't they?
Yeah.
You knew they was angry when they laid out first, middle, and last name.
Oh, yeah. You knew they were hot.
Not mine.
They call you by your nickname or whatnot. You was on good standing. When they call you by that first name, that middle name, or that first name or that last name, you know she was something serious when she mentioned it.
Mine called me by color. Come here, red. When they say red, I knew I was in trouble.
Your mama Rose, that's not. What did Mama Rose call you, Sister Yehudi?
To the precious.
Oh, yeah, right.
You ain't telling on it.
No, yeah, she, you know, ain't nobody buying that what Sushi Hootie saying.
I'm serious. Hey. I am serious.
Oh, you talking about when she was angry at you, she called you precious?
Yes, that's my middle name.
Oh. Yeah, now that stands to reason. Yeah.
And but in Hebrew, it's Yakara.
Right. Okay.
Like Judah. Huh? Judah, right quick. Judah in Hebrew is Yahudi or Yudi or Yudet.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Well, Cottrell,
so they knew what they
were doing. Okay. Cottrell, what did your mother call you when she was angry?
Y'all seen that movie Tarzan?
Right.
Just to watch that scene. Boy.
Oh, man, your mother's like my dad. Your mama's like my dad. And let me tell y'all a story about that boy like Cottrell said. Daddy called your boy all the time. He called me boy, boy, boy. I mean, well, since I was a boy, boy, come on. Boy, do that. Boy, do that. Boy, do that. I go to kindergarten, right? First day of kindergarten. And there's three people behind me in the front. And so she asked the first little girl, she said, Sally Mae, would you mind standing up and telling us who you are and about your mom and dad? And you got sisters and brothers. So Sally Mae, she said, Sally Mae said, my name's Sally Mae Jefferson. And I got one brother and one sister. And the mom and the daddy. She said, okay, thank you very much. And I'm happy to be here. So she called the next boy in front of me, Stephen Smith. She said, Stephen Smith, will you mind standing up and tell us about yourself and your mom and dad? My name's Stephen Smith. I ain't got no brother and sister, but I got a mama and I got an auntie and I got a my daddy come by and see me sometime. Okay. Then she calls me. She said, Ronald Killebrew, will you mind standing up and tell us about yourself? Now mind you, now daddy always called me boy. That's all I knew, boy, boy, boy. And I didn't know who she was talking to. I'm just sitting there. I said, I wonder who is Ronald Kilmer. And she's getting a little upset because I'm just sitting there looking dumb, facing the can on and whatnot. She said, Ronald Kilmer, stand up, please, and tell us about yourself and whatnot. So I'm still looking dumbfounded. And then she said, boy, did you? I said, my name, boy. I got a sister named Ruth and a brother named Jesse. And then I got a baby sister named Regina. And I got a mom and a dad.
Oh, thought your name was boy.
That's all daddy called
you. Boy.
Hey, boy, come here, boy. Do that, boy. Sit over there, boy. Come eat your food, boy. That's all my name was boy.
And the other alternative that my mother called us was child. Don't let my mother say child. You know we in trouble.
Uh-huh. Oh, she's putting you in your place, ain't she? Child. Oh, yeah. They had a unique way of getting your attention, indirectly. All right, y'all.
But you mentioned the Most High as our creator, right?
Right.
And people got cars, right? So when your car breaks down, if you got a Volkswagen, you ain't taking it to the Rolls Royce dealer. If you got a Rolls Royce, you ain't taking it to the Volkswagen dealer.
No.
You taking it to the maker of the car, right, to get it fixed.
You better believe it.
Because they got the right parts, and they probably know what's wrong with you, what's wrong with the car.
Exactly.
So we run into the doctors of men, and they ain't solved our problem yet, have they?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, indirectly, they're creating problems with the medicine they be giving us to have an indirect impact upon you, and they know cause and effect. So they're giving you these medications, and they know what they were, what kind of problem they were causing your body. Then they go in your, cut on your body, nip on your body and everything. And it really ain't going to help you in the long run. So
it's helping them because you got to pay them.
Exactly.
They don't tell you about the after, the effects that it have on you.
Right, the indirect impact of medicine. Yeah.
Sometimes the effects is worse than the illness that you went to see them for.
And you see it on TV, Sister Abby, every day of the week. They have these medicines and so on. Well, be cautious. It's going to cause your foot to get big, your nose to go two nose. You may have six fingers on your hand. Come on, man. And even death.
Call your doctor.
Well,
yeah. Stop taking the medicine if you're suicidal. Call your doctor.
I know. You're going to be crazy after you take this medicine. Yeah, you're going to be crazy after you take this medication. Believe it. You may become suicidal. If you become suicidal, call the doctor. I'm dead then. I done killed myself, fool.
No, they're going to give you another medication for that, which is going to affect something else. And they're going to give you a medication for that. And that's going to affect something else. They're going to give you a medication for that.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have a whole regimen of pills that you got to take on a daily basis.
Yeah, and then they give you the medicine next day. You got they give you a swollen throat. Your throat starts swelling. They'll call your doctor easy. But if your throat is all swollen up, you can't breathe. How the hell
you can't talk to nobody anyway? You gonna talk sign language?
Yeah.
What you gonna call 911?
They're not gonna understand what you're saying.
They said a dog that called on the phone.
About all the cows that's dying in Kansas.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you heard that?
Yeah.
They said thousands of cows died of heat.
Yeah, they said more than that, I think, but that's a lot.
It's gonna be a famine there. You can better believe the pest is famine, so it seems appears to be coming. A whole lot of death already been here. Seems like pestilence and famine is on the way. They can talk good talk, but the evidence don't seem to be lying. Pestilence and famine.
And you know what they're concerned about? I mentioned it yesterday about the monkeypox.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're concerned. When they first brought it out,
oh, they were, oh, no. But now it's a big question mark because they don't understand. See, what's happening is on almost on a daily or every 24 hours, 48 hours, they're getting reports of different of people in this nation getting the monkeypox.
But then, Sister Hood, you know, then they were talking an article I was reading about it, right? And they wasn't worried about the people getting monkeypox. What they were saying is that they need emergency meetings to change the name. Don't call it monkeypox because people complaining that it's discriminatory. What kind of person is this?
Against the monkey? There ain't no damn monkey. How the hell are they what they see?
They have a meeting of name the monkeypox something else because people complain that it's discriminatory.
You know, they want to look at overboard, okay?
But it shows how twisted their minds are because that stigma they want to throw on us. Our people are monkeys.
Right.
But their science, Darwin's theory of evolution. What's the theory of evolution? That we evolved from apes? You calling us apes, but you saying you evolved from apes. So what's the difference?
Somebody
lying somewhere along the line.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they're saying that the language is discriminatory because it makes reference to us as monkeys. Okay. I never would have thought of such a thing because I don't see myself as a monkey, so I never would have made that connection. But they're trying to make the connection for us. Okay.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I'll tell you one thing. Do you know that a monkey is 10 times stronger than 10 human beings?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
A monkey is as strong as 10 men.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
They wish they were monkeys.
Yeah. You better believe it. You better believe it, country. Y'all know tonight is family night, right? You know, after our study, we like to give some Thanksgiving praise to the Most High. So that's a good thing. I mean, we started off a little ahead of the gun, but we'll be back. But now we're going to move on to our studies if my student hopes along with me are prepared to move on.
I just want to say one more thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
They're sensitive about monkeypox, but they wasn't too sensitive about making three sequels of Planet of the Apes.
That's scripturary.
And they renewed it, Patriel. And they renewed it.
And that's more direct. That's a more direct shot than the monkeypox. Trust me.
Yeah, we're talking about us. When I saw the planet, I knew they were making reference to us. Anybody with any common sense. They wouldn't talk code. They like to talk code. Okay? So let's get started. So thank you, Katya. Thank you, Sister Hootie. Thank you, Sister Avia. The most important thank the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. Bless and praise your holy name. It's a very short chapter. And I said, these things have happened indirectly, but even that being said, because Baruch didn't hear the word of God described of Jeremiah, but the words of the Most High inspired him as it should inspire all of us. And some shape, form, or fashion. Like I said, he didn't hear the word directly from the Most High, but it was dictated to him to write down by Jeremiah the prophet. But it had an impact, for as it should upon you, that's if you love the Most High. And obviously, Barak had some Baruch has some love for the Most High and some trust in his and belief in his word. 45, chapter of Jeremiah. Some assurance to Jeremiah. The word that Jeremiah the prophet spoke to Baruch, son of Neriah, when he had written these words in a book. Baruch. And the instructions of Jeremiah in the fourth year of Joachim, son of Josiah, king of Yehuda, saying, thus said Yah, the Elohim of Israel, to you, O Baruch, you said, because of my words, indirectly, because you're taking these words down, oh, woe is me now, for Yah has added grief to my sorrow. I'm sorry because of what we have become. But now I have grief what is to come. I fainted in my sight. And I find no rest. I couldn't rest after I heard what Jeremiah the prophet dictated to me. Thus you should say to him, Jeremiah to Baruch, thus said Yah, behold, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. What I built, I will break down. And what I planted, I will pluck up. And that is this whole land. And do you seek great things? And he says, Baruch, and do you seek great things for yourself? No, do not seek them. For behold, I will bring adversity on all flesh, says the Elohim. But because you believe in me, you trust in me indirectly from what you heard, dictated by Jeremiah the prophet, and it's causing you to feel some sort of way, I know you got the right kind of heart and spirit. So here's what I'm going to do for you, Baruch the scribe. I will give your life to you as a prize in all places, wherever you go. You ain't got to feel nothing. Oh, things going down like I said they're going down. That's been dictated to you by Jeremiah the prophet. And you feel it some sort of way. But here's what I'm going to tell you at the end of the day. Because of your belief in me, your trust in me, your reliance in me, I'm going to show you some love. Isn't that what we all want? A total belief and trust in the Most High? That we feel some sort of way? And even though the Most High word going to go down, because it's going to go down. Baruch had total reliance on the Most High. He believed in the Most High. And that was granted for something. A lot of people heard Jeremiah's word indirectly. It had no impact upon it. No fear of the Most High, no regard, no concern whatsoever. But it had a different impact upon Baruch, as it should have upon you. If you trust the Most High, if you love the Most High, you're humble to him, you're codified to him, you should have a... And I understand Imam Adora feeling some sort of way when she hears the Most High word. But everybody ain't going to... That word ain't going to have an impact upon them like it has on Imam Adora, like it has on Cartrell. Sister Abby, our sister Hui, and so many more of you, they could care less. To them, the Most High is just an old, funny day, early onset Alzheimer's dementia, and you don't know what he is, what he should be doing, or where he is. But truth be told, that's on them. They don't know who they are, what they are, and should be doing, because they're uncodified to the Most High. And they're so uncouth and stupid, like the Most High said. I'm not saying it, the Most High said it. You're a stupid people. Praise the Most High and bless his holy name. Cartrell, Sister Hootie, and Sister Savia, y'all have the mics.
Yep. So the scribe, Baruch, was there the whole time, side by side with the prophet Yirmiyahu, which is why we're able to read the book of the prophet Yirmiyahu, right? So he's seeing everything that Yirmiyahu said, everything that he prophesied. Not only was he writing it, but he's watching it unfolding with his very own eyes. So it wasn't just Yirmiyahu that was sad what was going on with the people, because the people didn't listen. Baruch is right there too, and his heart is there for the people as well.
Right.
But the thing is, he gave him two choices. He's like, what do you want? Greatness for yourself? Or do you want to live? And most people today, what they want? They want greatness for themselves. It's like Ishmael. He's from the royal house. He think he's going to get greatness for himself by killing Gedaliah. No, you're not getting greatness for yourself by killing Gedaliah, your brother. How did you think he was going to get greatness for yourself? Just because you're from the royal house of Yehuda? that don't work. So Yah's word hits everybody. And it hit Baruch and Yirmiyahu too, because they didn't ask to go to Egypt, but they wound up in Egypt. And the Most High promised to Barak and to the prophet Yirmiyahu, no matter where y'all go, y'all going to have peace. Right? No matter where you are, no matter where you go, you're going to have peace. And you're going to have your life, because everybody else is getting that sword. So what's better, you getting greatness or you living that life?
Living that life. You know what? That kind of bring me to something like today I was going through. I left out because I had intentions on doing something. And it, in a sense of way, it would have made me feel greater, you know, made mm-hmm. me feel good. Because mm-hmm. it was like getting a revenge on somebody. Mm-hmm. But all my way there, I remembered that all is be left to Yah, to talk to Yah about it and everything. My whole frame of mind changed. Right. And I just said, Yah, I give it to you to handle. Right. And that's what just reminded me of what I went through today. I was trying to be all great on this revenge, and when I know revenge belongs to Yah and not me, that's just how he switches me around, and the scriptures help me so much.
Right. Praise Yah. As Cartrell said, I hear crickets.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear him too.
Whatever. Whatever. I'm trying to be funny.
So the beauty of Yah is that he talks to Baruch too. Baruch didn't get this message through Jeremiah the prophet. The Most High mm-hmm. spoke to Baruch directly and reassured him that he was loyal and faithful and dedicated. And because he was, I'm giving you two choices. And he told him, you want greatness for yourself or you want to live? So don't choose greatness for yourself. It's better for you to live. And wherever you live, you're going to have peace.
Hallelujah.
Imagine that's Yah's promise to you. Because he's definitely in a foreign land. He's in Memphis in Egypt. We in Memphis in America.
Mm-hmm.
Short and sweet, man. Short chapter.
Yep. Well,
all right. Well, that's good enough reason to hear some crickets then. Short chapter.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Cartrell did it. He did it. His thing, for the Most High word is concerned. And certainly Sister Abby did her thing. Praise Yah.
And I remain quiet.
Yeah, we gathered that, okay?
You get quiet.
Yeah, I've been listening.
I do that way sometimes. Now you should understand when I be quiet.
Right. I don't say nothing no more. Sometimes it just be no background noise. Put it on mute and listen.
Okay.
Out of respect for my colleagues, my sister and my brothers, so I can listen to what they're saying. Yeah.
And listening is the key to learning. A lot of people can't listen. A lot of people don't want to hear. And that's the Most High's problem with our people. We don't want to hear, we want to listen, and we don't want to learn.
You better believe it. That's the problem.
Because people boast. Yes, they boast. You don't need to boast. It's not necessary. I noticed a good example of some of those, prophets was, what I mean is, they weren't haughty. They didn't pump themselves up. They're very humble, and that's a good example for us to live, even in today's time.
Yeah.
We don't have to have the last word. We don't let the Most High guide yourself.
Mm-hmm.
like the prophets. They wasn't looking for greatness. They were trying to tell the truth.
Right. By the Creator. They knew that they had such a great clarity and understanding of who the Most High was. Oh my God. Just awesome.
Would that all of us as a nation have that same clarity?
Yeah.
How great will we be?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm.
That same humble spirit, that same connection, that's all we need.
And we need our hearts to be overflowing with a goodly word.
and one thing, a cautionary tale. You contrary, I mentioned, I think Sister Avia spoke reference, and Sister Udi, I think she's mentioned it quite often, that you got to have a right heart. You got to have a humble heart. If you don't, if you're in this for personal accolades, you're in this for financial gains, you shouldn't be. And that's why we always jest about ourselves, our own shortcomings and frailty as human beings, because we know we ain't got no answer for nobody per se. We just only have the Most High Word right, the Most High Word to present to you. And so we're not seeking for you to follow us. We could care less about you following us. We tell you don't follow us. Don't even follow Yom Super Cross Street. You get run over. But what we're getting at is follow the Most High everywhere. Lean on the Most High. Let him be the wings, the hide beneath the pinions of his wings. Let him be your shield, your buckler, your high tower. And you can't go wrong. Stop seeking personal gain, personal wealth. I can understand why we're like this in this captivity. I can understand why. We've never had nothing, never been about nothing. Always said we're less than. And so we find out a little bit. We get beside ourselves. As Grandma used to say, boy, you didn't got beside yourself. Girl, you didn't got beside you. You need to go sit down somewhere. So just because we find out that we're Hebrew Israelites, that does not give you a license or liberty to do what you want to do, how you want to do it, and when you want to do it. Learn to humble yourself. As Sister Yehudi said, shut your mouth and listen. You may learn something. Okay.
And you know what, Yasu?
Yes.
This truth is more valuable than what T.D. Jake, Creflo Dollar, Reverend Al Sharpton is offering to our people. Mm-hmm. And we ain't making no money. And we definitely ain't going to reach the level of Barbara Walters and Walter Cronkite.
So. No, they ain't going to let us get there. Hey, I thought he was going to, y'all, I thought Cottrell, going back to Family Day, was going to mention Reverend Al Green, love.
Oh, somebody got some rhythm. Hallelujah.
Oh, see, no hate, participate.
Because you sound like me, I do two notes. Okay, I'm fine. After that,
I hit two notes. you thought I was gonna let Cottrell get away with blowing yesterday, and I wasn't.
Nope.
You don't know me like that. All right.
You sound more like Reverend Ike than Reverend Al Green.
You're wrong, man.
He's a mess.
You're going with your song with Solomon, man. I want to hear you, man. Go ahead.
Well, King Solomon ain't singing tonight.
I mean,
got the Sons of Korah singing.
Yeah, let me see. Sons of Korah. Yeah, go with the Sons of Korah. Okay.
Yeah. They still look at somebody's wedding. Sons of Korah. They made a song for somebody's wedding. Matter of fact, it's the king's wedding. Okay.
Exactly.
The title of this song by the Sons of Korah, the chief musician, set to the lilies. I don't know what that is. A contemplation by the Sons of Korah. A wedding song. You know, we got all kinds of songs, right? We got a wedding song, don't we?
Love.
Let's get married.
Okay.
Going to the chapel and we're going to get married.
Oh, yeah, we got all kind of magazines.
Yeah,
money.
Abby, what you got over there? You got a little something. What you got, Abby?
I ain't got nothing. How about y'all? How about y'all?
Okay. All right, so thank you.
Meet me at the altar in your white dress. We ain't getting no younger. We might as well do this.
And Cartrell showing out. And Cartrell showing out now. Okay.
Oh, you got it, girl.
He's showing out now. He don't make y'all soup blow up no round here. You better stop it.
A wedding song, man. A wedding song.
I got one. After the wedding, trying to love too, ain't easy to do.
What?
I got a woman at home, sweet as can be. Woman on the outside, crazy about me. I'm caught in the middle of a three-way love affair. Caught up in this love affair, ain't going nowhere. Trying to love too. That's why you need that one, boy.
With a song like that, ain't going to be no wedding, bro.
I know that's
there's gonna
right.
be a lot of divorce and chaos.
That's what I'm saying. What I'm saying, getting that, get off that song, okay? Love the one you're with, okay?
Yeah.
If you can't be with the one you with, love the one you with.
Well, no. see, stop it, Cartrell. Go on, man, get your song. Go on, Cartrell. Go on, man.
All right,
that.
Y'all.
That's how the lyrics go. That's how the lyrics go, y'all, Sue. If you can't be with the one you love,
love the one you with.
Uh-oh. Sound like trouble to me.
Yeah, it's trouble in Harlem.
I believe we are song 45.
Yes. An ancient wedding song.
Yeah, ancient wedding. Not these new wedding finagles, entanglements. Okay?
And this is a wedding song for the king. What king they talking about? It must be King David.
You better believe it.
My heart overflows.
How many wives did he have, Cartrell? How many wives did the king? King Dawood had 8 wives, right?
I think it was more than that.
I'm going to check why you're doing it. Why you're saying the king. Okay.
They don't really know those numbers, man.
Yeah, they really don't.
It could be upwards of 150.
Right.
I've heard he had 150, but I don't know.
Right.
Anyway, he had his choice. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
My heart overflows with noble theme. I recite my verses for the king. That sound like us, right? Spit some verses up. My tongue is like the pen of a skillful writer. You are the most excellent of the sons of men. Who are we talking about? King David.
Right.
Grace has anointed your lips. Therefore, Elohim has blessed you forever. They even knew King David was blessed forever. Strap on your sword, on your thigh, mighty one. Yeah, King David, the mighty man. Your splendor and your majesty. And your majesty, ride on victoriously on behalf of truth, humility, and righteousness. What's the three principles for a king? Truth, humility, and righteousness. Wow. Quality of a king, a leader. Truth, humility, and righteousness. Wow. That's missing in today's time. Let your right hand display awesome deeds. Your arrows are sharp. The nations fall under you with arrows in the heart of the king's enemy. Your throne, Elohim, is forever and ever. Now you switch the subject to who's the real king. Elohim is king forever and ever. A scepter of equity is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. They say we should be a hate group, right? But what do we hate? We hate wickedness, just like, we love righteousness. You do right, you're good with us. You do wickedness, we hate that. Therefore, Elohim, your Elohim has anointed you. That's that Christ stuff, the anointing, Mashiach, Messiah, King David, anointing with the oil of gladness above your fellows. Yeah, only the king. And the priests are anointed above everybody else. All your garments smell like myrrh, aloes, and acacia. Ivory palaces, string instruments have made you glad. Music always makes the heart glad. King's daughters are among your honorable women. So we don't know how many wives he had. At your right hand, the queen stands in gold of Ophir. Listen, daughters, consider and turn your ear. Forget your own people. He's talking to foreign women that King David conquered. You must forget your own people. Don't even lament them. Start a new beginning. And also your father's house. So the king will desire your beauty. Honor him, for he is your lord. The daughter of Tyre comes with a gift. The rich among the people entreat your favor. Princess inside is all glorious. Her clothing is interwoven with gold. She shall be led to the king in embroidered work. The virgins, her companions who follow her, she shall be brought to you. Sounds like Queen Esther, right? She had to go through.
Mm-hmm.
How long did she have to go through that? Almost a whole year. Wow. Before she saw the king. With gladness and rejoicing, they shall be led. They shall enter into the king's palace. Your sons will take the place of your fathers. You shall make them princes of all the earth. That's where kingdom comes in. The sons of the king are rulers of foreign lands. They become kings in foreign places, the king's sons. You shall make them princes in all the earth. I will make your name to be remembered to all generations. Therefore, the people shall give you thanks forever and ever. And how long is forever and ever and ever and ever?
Forever and ever, eternity.
Right. Most I don't cut it short. Everlasting is everlasting. Forever is forever. And that's the train you want to get on, that everlasting train, that forever path. And the only way you're going to get there is by complying, praising, giving thanks to the Most High, your creator.
Praise
Yah. Which is what I want to do.
You know, the one part I want to make mention of, Cartrell, you made mention that the queen was going to have robes of color. And that did not suggest it for and imply that they are the gay colors, okay? The colors they stole from, okay? She's not coming bisexual, okay? Right?
Your book says colors. What verse you reading?
Okay, what verse I read? And she were reading many colors.
What verse?
Okay, it's the royal daughters. Okay, it said 14, she shall be brought to the king in robes of many colors. Okay.
Oh, the one that said embroidered work.
That's in my book. Embroidered
work.
That's
what
mine. Okay. I go with
that. Look at your
As long as it's not the
gate
colors, okay?
Right. And the second part of that verse shows you why they have what? Bridesmaids today, right? The virgins,
right.
Her companions, mm-hmm. who follow her, she shall be brought to you. So the bride comes with her companions, don't she?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I'm looking at a new one. Not a new one, but the... old Scorpio study to the king that it says, she shall be brought unto the king and remnant of needle. The virgins and her companions that follow her shall be brought into thee. Okay.
Needlework is embroidery.
Right.
Yeah. So where they get these colors from, I don't know. Because embroidery, interwoven with gold, that's the embroidery.
Right.
The clothing is interwoven with gold.
Well, the reason why I want to clarify that, Katria, because I don't want to, you know, they already stole the flag. I didn't want them to steal that, too. That's all. You know, they take that part of their system, too.
They done stole everything else of ours, so that, too, you know.
And you know what they would say about it? And their interpretation. Oh, see, she was bisexual.
Yeah.
They try to say that King David was gay when he expressed his love for Prince Jonathan.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, you gotta be gay because you got a deep love for another brother. So you gotta be funny. See, that's the way their mind is twisted. their mind is twisted.
So they didn't understand what he was talking about. Because
right.
a woman could never have done for King David what Prince Jonathan did for the nation. King
exactly.
Prince Jonathan was a hero. He attacked the Philistines with his armor bearer by himself, which inspired King David to be fearless, which is why they had the same type of spirit, which is why he loved him. He was like a comrade. You just like me.
Yeah.
And not too many people are just like me.
See, they would have King Prince Jonathan. The way he did, this is how they would write so. King Prince Jonathan, he switched up to the gate. Hey, open that door. If you don't open that door. See, that's how it is. Okay. You better open that door, you dirty boys. See, that's how they'd have Prince Jonathan. But there's a bald-faced lie. They try to misinterpret the tape. They try to project the image. Everything we see, they try to dirty it up and so on. They make it so a man and another man can't have a healthy relationship, a respectful relationship as brothers and men. They always got some funny business in it. Okay, because they mind twisted. That's the Western Hemisphere, universal white race supremacy, a conception of things. That ain't the way it is. Our relationships, men were healthy, wholesome. Man, the relationships. They weren't nothing like that. They tried to twist everything, just like our women were no funny bunny business. They were healthy sisters, respectful relationships. But they so twisted, they tried to twist everything, try to make everything dirty, and push their own agenda right behind you.
There was a time in our history where the Benjamites were practicing that, and
they
the
were.
Nation addressed them, and they almost did. Wiped them out.
They damn near. Well, they damn near wiped them out.
Yep. So anytime that popped up its head in our nation, it was always addressed. So I'm sure King David and Jonathan had a thing going on. They would have addressed it.
Yeah, they would have. King Dowd would have said it. But, you know, it's always the baby brother. Always start mess. So let's see. You know,
listen to this. Uh-huh. On that subject. The other day I was listening to an actor of color. He had died. I can't remember his name. He had this. Oh, he played the tough guy. He played on Friday. But anyway, he had talked about that it didn't matter. Small part or large part. He was not, and he didn't play a man dressed up in a dress. Dressed like a woman. He said all the rest of me, he said he wasn't going to do it, and he didn't do it.
Yeah, Denzel Washington didn't do it. And who progressed?
Mm-hmm.
Denzel Washington.
Dave Chappelle.
Right. Because you remember when Wesley Snipes came out with
like,
Denzel Washington on Mo Better Blues, right? Wesley Snipes, he goes on to play that two-man ugly punk. And Denzel Washington would play them kind of roles. But Denzel was projected because Wesley Snipes, he was a star back in the day in the 90s. You see, he just fell off the radar after Blade. You know, he was nothing after that.
Because he was put in prison or jail for tax evasion.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're claiming.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
I think Chappelle did dress up as a female. I know Eddie Murphy and...
I didn't say Denzel Washington.
Well, we know Wesley Snipes did because he played with Pat Swayze. I forgot the name of the movie. I've seen so many, I can't remember. That's in the moment. I mean, the Caucasian comedians did it, didn't make it right, but they did it, and they made it a power play. Well, you're going to have to do this in order for you to get ahead, make money, et cetera, and so forth, even sacrifice yourself. A lot of them felt they weren't going to do it. They swore up and down, and you look up, oh, they got to dress up. Emasculate our men, that's that.
Well, you know, Flip Wilson started all that, right?
Yes, that's Flip Wilson.
That's why he was so popular.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Geraldine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he really wasn't that funny. He wasn't that funny at all. When I saw the tape of it, I said, he wasn't that funny. But the audience loved it. The pale faces in the audience.
And all the comedians that came after him followed suit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about Richard Pryor, but I know Kevin Hart, Eddie Murphy, all of them.
Yep. I would say Richard Pryor. Seriously. I can't remember if it is or not come out, but I don't think it's Richard Pryor. And what was interesting, he had to go to Africa to stop calling us niggas. Because then on in his comic routine, he stopped calling us niggas. He had to go to Africa. He realized that was a demeaning word. And we use it to demean each other. That was interesting, too.
I know he got burnt after he made that movie, Holy Moses.
Yes. And he even joked about it. It ain't funny, but he had humor behind it. His comedy was built on his sorrows, his hardships, his pain. We had a very tumultuous life, so we all have, but still we rise as Yah's people. We still rise.
Yah's loving kindness and his tender mercies. Got to give thanks and praise every day. We don't want to make ourselves great. We want to live in peace.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Yah's promise. As long as we walk humbly, we speak the truth, and we walk after righteousness. It's three simple ingredients. And nowhere does he mention us doing the law. It's like, I'm not worried about the sacrifices y'all supposed to be giving me because I own all the animals on the earth. What I want from you is just to walk this path of truth, righteousness, and humility. Acknowledge you in all your ways. But acknowledge God in all your ways.
I think you give people purpose. Why sometimes there's a pushback when you discuss different things in the scriptures. There's relationships us today that I've gotten answers. Some people will say, well, what else are we supposed to do? And I'm thinking, I said, well, aren't you studying? Have you had a clue to the process that what he wants us to do today? I mean, how far are you reading or do you want to know? Do you actually want to know where you could impute it in your life from day to day? Good question.
And they should want to know, right?
Huh?
It's easy. They should want to know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
they should.
Yes. Hey,
Everybody on earth should want to know. What does the Creator want? Nobody's paying attention, though.
I'll tell you what he wants. I'll tell you one thing that he wants. Thanksgiving and praise. So let's incorporate Thanksgiving and praise, if you will, please. I ain't trying to tell y'all grown folk now. But now, while we're doing this discourse and conversation, let us intersperse that with some praise and thanksgiving to the Most High, our personal experience and examples and so on and so forth. Now, that's one of the things the Most High likes every day. Let's give him some.
So now, Yah, love you, Yah, for all that you do for us, your mercy, your compassion, your patience, for teaching us, enlightening us, for even providing the path of truth. Our path for everlasting life. We pray that you be with us and strengthen us while we're in the midst of our foes, our enemies that try, to bring us down. We ask that you waken up our people so we can unite and glorify your holy name in all the earth, so that all the nations know that you are God and there is none other. So rise up, let your enemies be scattered. Cause our enemies to show us favor and bless our hand to whatever we put our hand to do in righteousness. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. Let us not I like to praise and thanksgiving to Yah to give us the mindset that we don't put total reliance on Western doctors and Western medicine and Western anything for that matter. That our total reliance, hiding beneath his opinions of his wings, letting him be our buckler and shield and our high tower, not in their educational system, not in their health system, not in their sex system, not in their housing system, not in none of their system, because we're in total reliance. I want to praise the Most High for men and women that are humble to the Most High, that put their reliance on the Most High first and foremost before they make any decision, because that's part of being codified unto the Most High and giving him praise and thanksgiving for any decision, little, big, small, in between, that you seek the Most High first and foremost, as King Dawood did in these songs. And no, we are not going to put Cottrell's praise in the songs, okay? But it was a nice one. Praise the Most High, bless his holy name.
Like I put my what, man?
We're not going to put your praise in the songs. Songs.
Well, y'all, I give my praise and glory to Yah every day and every moment of the day. And I thank him for my past and my present, that he give us all a future. And I'm so grateful that he is working on my thinker, because if I did what I did today, it would have been wrong. If I did what I set out to do, it would have been wrong. Mm-hmm. But that just shows me that y'all are still working on me. So everybody be patient.
Mm-hmm. I knew when I spoke to you earlier that you was going to get it. I knew you were going to make the right move.
Mm-hmm.
You were going to make the wrong. Yeah, I knew you were. I knew you were just talking. You know what I mean?
No, I wasn't just talking. But like I said, I praise y'all because he has changed me so much. If it was back in the day, I would have set out to harm people.
Right.
And y'all has changed me so much that I wouldn't even do legal sex today. I just leave everything in y'all's hands.
You knew the plan.
I just can't do it.
Right. You knew the plan.
Yeah.
He didn't say anything.
Right.
That's why I didn't say anything, because you knew better. And it, when you calmed down, you knew what decision to make, the right decision. Seek y'all first. Seek him for solutions. Praise be his name. Go to him first all the time. And still, your singing and praise won't go in the songs neither, okay? But it was lovely.
That's true. And with that, I also, as sisters, I'm truly, truly grateful and thankful to y'all for you brothers and sisters, all of the nation. And
I said,
he keep us here for our future too, forever and ever and ever.
And that's
praise
forever.
Y'all.
Praise y'all. That's forever. I hear crickets. Well, I know that sister got some praise.
No, I wasn't. How? Not too long ago, when people get awards or whatever they're doing, they start with a prayer or thank the Most High.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed they don't do it no more. Very, very seldom. And even though we may say it's important to praise him, we got to really mean it. When we say praise him, what do we actually feel or do or say? Does it change us? You know, I can say my experience when I leave out the apartment and I'm walking, I'm talking to him.
Mm-hmm.
Some could be driving and talking to him. Some could be sitting on the bus and talking to him. Sometimes you can lay in the bed and talk to him.
Y'all hear you wherever you have.
Right. Does it change us? That's what I want us to continue myself. All, because we all fall short to change. It's a process. It's a process. Even today, when we started talking about the Bible, and they were talking about J.C., and the guy was telling me how these old guys, they just rely on J.C. Another sister came in, but when I said, well, I
Bible or the scriptures are history books, not a belief. And I don't know who this JC is because it's not one of ours. And even if whatever, and you know, it's a little more, even what I said, it doesn't matter if they received it well or not, it matters that it's brought out. That's one aspect of how I honor our Creator, make of all things, Father Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac. So whatever we do, it'll be honor our Creator in any capacity that's acceptable. All different ways. What'd you say, Cassia?
I didn't say anything.
Oh, I thought you said something.
Mm-mm.
So, yeah. And everybody pray different. Everybody prays him different. That don't mean that they're not sincere. I'm more quiet in my praise, and when I'm walking down the street, I'm loud. Don't care if anybody hear me. I say, hallelujah. Thank you, y'all. I'm walking down the street.
If it comes over me, I do the same thing. I don't care where I'm at.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Praise God. If that feeling in me and it's got to come out, it's going to come out when I leave the praise.
Right.
Praise God.
Just because I'm quiet over the phone don't mean, at times don't mean that I don't elsewhere. Because he said, if you're ashamed of me, I am ashamed of you. And that's a horrible thing for the Creator to be ashamed of you. Oh, my God. Oh, God, I already in this moment like this. Come on.
Yeah, you
no
agree with
mm-hmm.
You had real big trouble in this case. And it ain't good trouble like John Lewis. Not a good trouble.
Good trouble. What do you say? Good trouble.
Good trouble.
Oh, Donald Trump. Aren't you talking about the? I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about somebody.
I'm imitating John Lewis, but I'm putting a twist on it. I'm saying there's not good trouble. There's not good trouble. Get y'all against you. Not good trouble.
Well, I liked him.
Yeah, I liked him, too. He was a little strange, though, but I liked him.
What he did at the time, that's what I look at.
Yeah.
Only person I can say that I wish was alive, excuse me, today was Malcolm X.
Yeah.
He was a powerhouse. Yeah.
Mac was scared of nobody.
Thank you.
Margo said whatever you want to say. It's right on national TV.
Right. And he wasn't argumental negative. He was very intellectual when he argued with you.
Right.
It made you feel kind of stupid. That's what.
But even Muhammad Ali, remember that time they had up there in the draft board? And the white boy said something. He said, enemy? My enemy, you my enemy, Chinese man over there ain't dead. Well, I'm going to go over there and fight against him, for? And you over here fighting me, killing my folks, you my enemy.
Muhammad
Ali wasn't scared of nobody.
Well, he wasn't. He's very brilliant.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is what I'm saying, that praising, not just saying the word, but the depth of what we know, we do, to let it shine, not among people boastfully, but people will. I'm quite sure we've all had experience throughout our lives where we can think back of what a person said or a situation we were in and realize, wait a minute, Most High saved me out of that, or this person was nicer today, or situations you would never think you come out of it the way that you did. And I always say, the Most High, we don't talk about the protection that the Most High gives us. That's what I praise for. I am thankful. Because I don't know how long he's going to prolong my life. And the way I'm thankful is trying to treat me and others the way when I understand through the scripture, when he wants us to treat my brothers and our sisters. knowingly or unknowingly. Even though they look like us, don't mean they us, but you still treat them with kindness if they come on you with kindness.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know exactly who is or who's not. We say we are because what we in our DNA, others we look around, you know. We have to assume. But all your brothers and sisters, under our circumstances, it wasn't like back then, they were all together in their land and they still screwed up.
Well, you know what? The song I'm going to play is in reference to what you're saying, basically. Like the Isley brothers, put a little love in your heart. You know,
Yeah. We
got too much, like I said, as I said previously, Sister Yehuda, we hadn't had much of anything that we can call ours. We had secondary handoff, education, housing, medication, sex, war. Anything in reference to that this Western culture has given us has been secondhand. And so when we find out we're Hebrew Israelites, we get the fat out. What you're getting, we need to get with ourselves. Put a little love on our hearts, Most High, for each other. See ourselves not through the eyes of our enemies, by our own stupidity, but see ourselves through the eyes of the Creator, for we're all special. So that song speaks by you, put a little love in your heart. Because we become educated fools and not codified according to the Most High and humble in history. So we can learn to be humble with one another and not putting one step first as Baruch was instructed. Stop putting yourself first. Okay? It's true what you said.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Well, if everybody has given their thanksgiving and praise to the Most High, I will again say for us all, praise the Most High and bless his holy name. All our souls and all that is within us, give praise and thanksgiving to him for everything we have, everything we are, everything he protected us from and taken us from, that having no sin or dominion over us, for the prospect of having our souls restored for his name's sake. I help restore it for his name's sake, so we can give praise all together in a great assembly. I like to give that vow to the Most High. I'm certain my brothers and sisters probably would give the same vow, but I can't speak for them. Praise and bless his holy name.
Hallelujah.
May the Most High bless, rest, and restore the soul of our brother, Elder Shlomo in Jamaica. I heard that he passed last night.
Yeah.
Most God bless you.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, he was a spicy character. You know his mom is so much. And he was a character, all right.
Mm-hmm.
But he knew how to quote them scriptures and fuss at you. He had his way, and I would keep in contact with him. And I'm glad I had an opportunity to communicate with him. Some people say he can be difficult. He was just a tanker. That's just the way he was. I said, oh, well.
Mm-hmm.
But
so
he was a long time. Mm-hmm. Lived in his 70s.
But if the Most High accepted the brother, I can do no less in this regard.
I said I'm going to reach out to his son. I know his son, too.
Mm-hmm.
He had a son, so just know he's supported.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, we would be mindful to keep his family in our prayers, and thank you for bringing that to our attention, sister. I want to say this in closing. Humility is the key. Arrogance is not the key. Acknowledging one iniquities and turning away from them is the key. Not continue to do what you know you shouldn't do because you know you shouldn't do it. Leaning to one understanding is not the key to the Most High. Following the Most High in everything you do, everything that you do, and loving one another in the process. being said, we don't know where y'all going. But we know this. You're getting ready to get out of here. You've been listening to the Real Talk for Real People show. The show designed to teach you fundamentals, codification, about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. The very essence of life is the life giver. Praise and bless his holy name. And remind you, early minister, and ask the Most High for a new heart, one unlike King David, whom the Most High said is a man after my own heart. You want the Most High to say it about you too. Pray for that kind of heart. We love you, and may the Most High bless you. Have a nice weekend. Shalom and good night. Brothers and sisters, you want to say shalom and good night to the people.
Shalom,
stay
family.
Safe. Stay safe and stay prayed up. And shalom and good night.
Praise y'all.
Love y'all, family. Shalom and good night. Most High bless and be with us.
Praise y'all.
Hallelujah.
I hear crickets this evening.
I just said, I say shalom, family. Now that we have love,
what are we going to do? We're singing.
That's
y'all
all
bad.
I know.
Yeah, me too. Y'all bad. We love you. Shalom.
Love you.